الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان في يوسف وإخوته آيات للسائلين. آمنت بالله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected and honorable ulama ikram, elders, brothers in Islam, young friends, sisters who may be listening over the receivers or over any live streaming, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us a unique opportunity every Jumu'ah to discuss some aspects relating to our spirituality, relating to our connection with Him. And the more you ponder and reflect over it, the more you understand that it's a very great ni'mat and bounty and system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into place, that every week without fail for the past 1443 years, our souls have an opportunity to be nourished spiritually. And the reality is that that is the real nourishment. And therefore, we should be extremely grateful for these opportunities to participate in some sort of discussion. Because the world it's fast, it's moving at a rapid pace. If you get stuck in it, it'll just suck you in. And these opportunities that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses us with are great ni'mats and bounties, and they enhance and they add to our spirituality. And we benefit from it, even though sometimes we may not feel as though we are benefiting from it. Just because a person doesn't remember what the Maulana spoke about, doesn't mean he hasn't benefited. You might forget what you ate last week, but it doesn't mean that it didn't nourish you, it didn't benefit you. So it definitely nourishes us and it definitely benefits us. And for that, all praise is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's Jum'ah is the last Jum'ah of the year 1443 Hijri. Tonight, if the moon is sighted, then it will be the new year, 1444 Hijri. So it is the last year, last Friday of the year. And just like that, just as how the year 1443 went by, just like that, our lives are going by. Subah hoti hai, sham hoti hai, umr yuhi tamam hoti hai. Subah hoti hai, sham hoti hai, umr yuhi tamam hoti hai. It's morning comes, evening comes, and our lives are just melting away like a block of ice on a hot summer's day. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam, ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Our lives are melting away like a block of ice on a hot summer's day, one breath at a time, one second, one moment at a time. And we are actually made up of, if you reflect over it, if you contemplate, we are made up of moments. That is what makes up us up. We are made up of moments. Every time a moment goes by, it's as though a part of us has fallen off from our bodies. Think about it like an hour went by and a digit of our finger fell off. Except that it doesn't happen like that. One day all of a sudden we just drop dead when time is up. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. And then the only thing that will matter ever is the moments of life that we were obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about. Nothing else actually matters. جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے. جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے. جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shaqi Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi would say that those moments of our life that were spent in your obedience, O Allah, those moments of our life are worth being called life. And those moments of our life that went by and we were engaged in negligence, in heedlessness, in ghaflat, in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَجِينَا نَهِي بَلْكَ شَرْمِنْدَگِي. Let alone being called life, they are not being worth being called life. We are to be ashamed of such moments that we allowed to pass by in the negligence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, where we are not concerned about what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants of us. And therefore, just like today is the last day, last Friday of the year 1443, one Friday is going to come, and that will be our last Friday. And we need to understand that we're not here forever. And that Friday can come at any time. There's a sequence for coming into the world. My great grandfather came first, then my grandfather came, then my father came, then I came, then my children, inshallah, grandchildren, great grandchildren, and so on and so forth. But there's no sequence for leaving. The great grandchild can go before the great grandfather. And that is a reality, and we see it day in and day out. We see it. The Arabic poet, he says, إِذَا حَمَلْتَ إِلَى الْقُبُورِ جِنَازَةً فَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولٌ. When you carry the casket, the bier, bier means B-I-E-R, not the B-E-E-R, just in case someone is. When you carry the B-I-E-R, the casket, the janaza on your shoulders, فَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولٌ, then know very well that after this, we are going to be carried one day as well. And that time is not far. This visa of life is a strange visa that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. It's a lease on life. It's a visa of life. It's not in our control. We can do nothing about it if our time is up. Young, fit and healthy people have left the world before sick, old and aging and ill people have left the world. Kai baar humne dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha mubayyaz kafan tha. Kai baar humne dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha mubayyaz kafan tha. Jo qabre kuhan unki ukhri to dekha na uzwe badan tha na tare kafan tha. How many times haven't we seen that young, fit and healthy people, they went out for a jog, skipping, cycling, this, that, everything going for them. But when they came back in the evening, it was in the white kafan that they came back. And after a few days, when you open those qabars, then na uzwe badanta na tare kafanta. There's no limb of the body that is left, no fabric, no thread of the kafan that is even left. And that is the end of it. That's the end of it. And when you go to the qabr, you realize, when you see the dates on those qabrs, on those tombstones, then we are to take lessons from those things. Everywhere around us, there are lessons for us to take. Whatever we see, we look into the mirror, there's a lesson for us to take. Wallah. You look right, there's a lesson for you to take. You look left, there's a lesson for you to take. You look above you, there's a lesson to you for you to take. Beneath you, there's a lesson for you to take. Everywhere. And that is why Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzoob Rahmatullah Alayhi would say, جہاں میں ہے عبرت کہ ہر سو نمونے مگر تجھ کو اندھا کیا رنگ و بو نے کبھی غور سے بھی یہ دیکھا ہے تو نے جو معمور تھے وہ محل اب ہے سو نے Wherever you look, whatever you see around you, there are lessons for you to take. When you see white hairs, then that is a lesson for you to take from those white hairs. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ The Quran has that the warner has come to you. The Mufassirin write that that warner, some commentaries of that verse are that warner is your white hair. Your white hair is giving you a lesson and warning you that it's time to buckle up. It's time to make amends. It's time not to waste your life in futilities, in unnecessary things. And some say that that warner is pota, your grandchild. When you get a grandchild, then you must be warned. That grandchild is actually telling you that make place for me. It's my turn now. So this visa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, it's a strange visa. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa. Kab bula le khuda na malum. When the visa is going to expire, we don't know. Usme tawsee bhi hai ghair. You can't even extend the visa. You can't. The visa is a fixed duration visa, but you don't know when it's going to expire. Aur miad bhi iski nahi malum. One day it will just expire on its own, and when that time comes, a person doesn't get any more time to live. It's over, it's finished. And it's a test. And every moment of ours in this dunya is a test. Every moment. The rich are tested with their richness. And sometimes they don't realize that that is a test for them. And the poor are tested with their poverty. And they may realize because it's an adverse circumstance. And the ignorant are tested with their ignorance. And the scholars are tested with their ilm and their knowledge. And the sick are tested in their sicknesses. And the healthy are tested in their health. And everyone's test, everyone is being tested. And everyone's test is different. But the answers to everyone's test lie between the covers of this book. They lie between the covers of this book and this kitab. And therefore, whenever a period comes to an end, some time has come to an end, like this period now has come to an end, the year 1443 Hijri is drawing to an end. If the moon is sighted tonight, from tonight is the new year. And Muslims are not those who engage themselves in frivolous activity. Happy New Year, Muharram Mubarak. These are not things that we engage ourselves in. We should be doing what many corporates around the world do at the end of the financial year. When the financial year comes to the end, and after a few months when the financials and the annual reports are ready, then they have boss barads. Then they have strategic planning sessions. Then they have RPM meetings, review and planning meetings. Doesn't it happen in the corporate world? It happens. And we review past performance. You go through data, you analyze it critically, and you analyze and you feel, you see where you have fallen short, where things didn't work out. Why did we lose out on so many sales? Was it because we didn't have cash flow, or we didn't have stock, or we just weren't proactive? What was it about? And you review that, and you plan, and you forecast, and you budget for the coming year. And then resolutions come out of those conferences, those boss barads, those strategic planning sessions. And then those resolutions are stuck in front of every person's workstation in the workplace. So that everyone should be in the same page and everyone should be focused and working towards this particular thing. Like that, at the end of a spiritual year, and in terms of our spirituality also, we as Muslims, as mu'mins, as believers, we should be doing certain things. We should be reviewing the past year. What happened in the past year? Where did I fall short? Could I have done anything better? And then we should set ourselves goals, objectives. We should sign resolutions for ourselves. And it should not be something that is just mental notes that we should do. We should write it down. Take the time to write it down. And keep it before you. Keep it before you. And every day analyze and work out what we are going to be doing in the year to come. Because that is what is of utmost importance. The Quran reminds us too much of the hereafter. Hardly a page goes by, every few verses. ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Then you're going to come to me, I'm going to tell you what you did. I'm going to inform you, I'm going to ask you, ek din poochega malik, ha bata kya kya kya. And our life must be focused on the akhirat and the hereafter. That's what it should be. Our lives should be focused on the akhirat and the hereafter. So we should set ourselves these goals and objectives and have these resolutions. One of the first things that we do when the new year starts, Allahumma ahillahu alayna bil yumni wal iman. Oh Allah, let this new year dawn upon me with barakah, with blessings and iman. Fortify my iman, safeguard my iman. There are attacks that come upon our iman day and night, morning and evening. Allah, we're living in challenging times. And it's always been challenging. The dunya by its very nature is challenging. By its very nature, the dunya is challenging. So we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our iman, to grant us barakah and prosperity. Allahumma ahillahu alayna bil yumni wal iman, wa salamati wal islam. Oh Allah, grant us safety, grant us Islam, submission to your command. This is what matters ultimately. وَالتَّوْفِيقِ لِمَا تُحِبُّ وَتَرْضَى. And oh Allah, you guide us to the things that will be, that you love and that will bring about your pleasure. These are du'as that we need to make on the coming of the new month. And when, as soon as the new year dawns upon us, then it is the great month of Muharram. شَهَرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ. It is referred to as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no fast is greater after the fast of Ramadan than fasting during the day of Muharram. During the month of Muharram at least. Anytime during the month of Muharram. Of course, it is a greater virtue to fast on the 10th. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that with regards to the fasting on the 10th, that sumu ashura wa khalifu al-yahud, sumu yawman qablahu aw yawman ba'dahu, that fast on the day of Ashura, but don't imitate the Jews because they also fast on that day. And nowadays they also hold it as a great day. They also hold the 10th of Muharram as a day, as a great day. They call it in their language, you know, in their religion, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur they call, just for interest's sake. So they hold it as a great day. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, even in as far as your obedience, your religious acts are concerned, let alone the sins, don't follow them in sins, but when it comes to even your religious acts, fasting, you should be different from them. Sumu yawman qablahu aw yawman ba'dahu, add a day before it or a day after it. So that is the virtue of fasting on Ashura and a day before and a day or a day after. But like that, fasting anytime during the month of Muharram heralds a great amount of virtue and significance in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So nevertheless, it is time for us to review, to reflect over the past. But the past must not bog us down. The past must not bog us down. Never ever. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he would say that many a times shaitan comes and tries to influence us by reminding us of the past. And thereby he discourages us from improving ourselves. And sometimes shaitan comes and threatens us with a bleak future. That if you become pious, if you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you correct your dealings, if you do all of these things, things will be difficult, it will be tight. So he used to say that past is history. Past is history. And future is a mystery. What's going to happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. The present, he would say, is a present from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The present is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is what we need to make the most of. And therefore, I want to propose certain resolutions, certain objectives that we should fix for ourselves as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the coming year. Certain resolutions that we should have. Five that I just thought of and I jotted them down, and I felt that this is the greatest need for what every Jummah I think of what should be spoken, because it's such an important platform. It's such an important platform. And we need to give the Ummah practical steps for guidance to move forward in as far as the spirituality is concerned. And I gave it a lot of thought. And I felt that what we need to do as an ummah is, number one, as a resolution for the year ahead, let us turn to the Quran once again. Turn to the Quran. It is not adequate and sufficient for us just to do some recitals in the morning or the evening. It's not enough. Wallah, the Quran has got answers to every one of our issues. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. Is there anyone to take heed and listen? Let us turn to the Qur'an. Let us open an authentic translation of the Holy Qur'an and read it every day. Ponder, even if it's just a verse. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. Think about that for the rest of the day. That much. If we do. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Think about that for the rest of the day. But turn to the Quran and ponder and reflect over it. It is for our very own benefit. Wallahi al-Azim. I don't know how I can overemphasize the importance of this. It should not be that on the day of Qiyamah, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. It should not be on the day of Qiyamah that Allah subhanahu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam complains and says that these people left the Qur'an. And there's different ways of leaving the Qur'an. You recited the Qur'an, but you didn't understand it, you've left the Qur'an. You've recited the Qur'an, but you read the translation, but you didn't ponder and reflect over it, you've left the Qur'an. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. And pondering and reflecting is not only for those who are going out in Jamaat or those who are sitting in Madrasa. It's for every one of us. Everyone's level of comprehension and pondering will be different according to his level of knowledge. But it's for every one of us to ponder and reflect over verse. One verse, one word. Why Allah mentioned it? Allah has not mentioned a single word which is without benefit in the Holy Quran. A single word even. Every one of it is for our benefit, but we need to ponder and reflect over it. So can we put down as a resolution that we're going to turn to the Quran? Read an authentic translation. In today's world, Meanings of the Noble Quran by Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib is written in very easy English and with very short notes. Very little, small little short notes have been written there to give further explanation if one is unable to understand certain matters. So it's very, very easy for us to reflect, to understand that. Point number one. Point number two is that let us read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the life of Nabi alayhi sallam. As a family, sit together with your family, with your children. If they are old enough, let each of them prepare, have a turn and read it. There's abridged versions of the seerah. Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandalwi rahmatullah alayhi has written Seeratul Mustafa, published by Madrasat Alimuddin. Read that. It will create love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our hearts. The love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a love that we have to inculcate and earn and bring into our hearts. And to know him is to love him. If you don't know him, how are you ever going to love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? So that is the second pointer I want to appeal to the community. And the third is that strive to inculcate every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our lives. Let us strive to every single sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. The footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lead to jannat. And if you want to meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you cannot do it in any way that is contrary to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And therefore, when you read the seerah, you'll understand his sunnah, inshallah. You'll understand how he reacted, how he spoke, what he did, how he did the upbringing of the sahaba, how he made the tarbiyat of his children. All of these things will come into that. And inculcate every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives. From the small little, sometimes we limit ourselves to certain sunnahs. But sunnah was his way of life. How he spoke to people. How he went to the marketplace. How he dealt with people. Those are sunnahs that we need to inculcate in our lives. So that is point number three as a resolution for the coming year. Point number four is that let us keep away from any form of disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Start weeding out the sins in our lives. We all are sinful. All of us are sinful. كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. But the best of those who are sinners are those who repent to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So let's repent. The time of repentance is now. Even within our heart. Ya Allah, we're repenting, we're not going to turn back. After that, if we are human beings, we fall, we slip, we make amends, we turn back to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and we reform ourselves again. But let us make a resolution that we are not going to turn back. We are not going to turn to sins now. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on one occasion he held the hand of Abu Huraira and he says, Ya Abu Huraira, ittaqil maharim, takuna abdan nas. You want to be the one who has engaged in the most amount of ibadat? Abu Huraira? And in other, our objective in life is ibadat. So if you unpack that, Abu Huraira, you want to be the one who has fulfilled his objective in life to the fullest, then what should you do? Ittaqil maharim. Keep away from things that are haram. Keep away from things that are haram. That's all. What we have to do, farz, wajib, sunnat and muakkada, you can just do the very basics, but let's keep away from things that protect our eyes, protect our hearts, and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then doesn't open up to us. So that is the fourth resolution, to keep away from sins. And the fifth one, which I thought very hard about, is that from amongst all the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, perhaps the greatest sunnah of his was that of his akhlaq and his character. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi would translate it and he would say, and indeed you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are on the highest pedestal of sublime character. Inculcate the akhlaq and the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. It is so important. A person acquires with good character what he cannot acquire by fasting in the day and praying at night. Good akhlaq and character. And it's for everyone across the board. Inculcate good character in our lives. It's extremely important. Just as a very quick recap. So we spoke about the Quran, the Seerah, the Sunnah, keeping away from sins, and akhlaq and character. As five resolutions we should jot down and start inculcating for in our lives from today onwards. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.